Well, it's great to have back now on Connections the Danvers Select Board Chairman, Dan Bennett. And Chairman Bennett, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. Morning, Rick. Nice to be here again. Nice sunny day.
You know, it is. It is. And I don't know about you, but there's a feeling of optimism among people. I live on Cape Ann when I run into people, and it's for various reasons, but the weather helps when the sun is out, don't you think?
It makes a big difference when people can get out and get some fresh air and a little exercise. Still, people, I notice when I go for my walk every day, people cross the street to avoid me, and it's not just me.
But, yeah, right.
Or they pull their mask up. So we still have a little ways to go to get people feeling comfortable out there in the public.
That's a good point. I agree with you on that. When I go out running or walking, it's the same thing. And I'll have my mask down if I'm, you know, alone. But if I see someone 100 yards away, I'll put it up. And everybody else I run into, for the most part, is doing the same thing. And that brings us to, there's a memorial, I guess I'll leave it at that. It's a memorial remembrance that's taking place in Danvers coming up in a week. And it's entitled COVID 1 Year Later. And it's not even in a week. It's next week. And Dan, I wonder if you could give us a little summary about what that means, the COVID 1 Year Later remembrance in Danvers, and maybe some of your thoughts.
Well, we want to, one, thank everybody for their commitment to keeping the town safe, their families and the community. And the Select Board recognizes the difficulties that our residents and businesses have gone through during the last year. But again, even though we're getting vaccinated now, we still have a ways to go, and it's important to wear that mask and practice social distancing. We're not quite out of the woods. President Biden is hoping by July 4th we can all celebrate, and that's a good goal, and I look forward to that. But it might be Labor Day. Who knows?
Well, I think that's a good point. I think we have to continue to be patient and diligent. Some of the projected targets have not been met. On the other hand, I think that my personal opinion, Dan, is that the vaccine rollout, although people have been complaining about it, I think it's remarkable how quickly people are getting their vaccinations.
It's amazing that they developed these vaccinations within a year. I don't think a year ago anybody thought that we would be getting our shots late winter, early spring. So that's really the story of the century, if you will. They got these vaccines. People are getting their shots. Yes, that state site has been very frustrating, but every day people are getting the first shot and even a second shot. So friends of mine have already had their first shot, as I have. So people are getting the vaccination. Unfortunately, you can't just put a million people in line and get them all done
yeah.
in 2 weeks.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dan, the remembrance in Danvers is, it looks like it's sort of a week-long commemoration, and the light bulbs were being given out. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I got my blue light bulbs to put up next week for the remembrance and to thank people and remember the people that unfortunately caught the COVID and didn't survive. All those people that caught the COVID and still have some side effects. Not everybody recovered completely. So there is a reason to be hopeful, but we still need to remember those people that, unfrankly, passed away.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Select Board has terrific online capabilities here and access. The Select Board, you can go to the Danvers Select Board, and the agendas are posted. And, Dan, Select Board meetings, are they open to the public?
All Select Board meetings are open to the public. Unfortunately, during the COVID, we had to do it remotely,
mm-hmm.
Under the guidance of the state. And it was a process to get up and running the technology and how we could get people to participate in these meetings, because the public is allowed to participate or to watch, certainly. I mean, they can't participate unless it's a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We started off last year doing it remotely from Town Hall, and there were glitches with that. People would call in with their questions, but by the time the question got to the chair, the topic may have been completed.
Mm-hmm.
So initially there were some problems, but as we got better with WebEx and now a Microsoft program, people can participate. But our last meeting in the 1st of March, we went back to the Hilton in Richmond in person, and that's the policy going forwards. We will be meeting in person. Public is invited, although I'm still limiting 25 people in the room at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Our last meeting, we had some discussion on the airport in Beverly, and I had to let one group come in, and the other group waited in the library. When the first group spoke, then we rotated out. So everybody got to speak.
Wow.
Everybody got to be heard.
Well, that
I
works.
Had
good.
To keep the numbers down.
Mm-hmm. That sounds promising as well, and I didn't realize you guys were back in person with that. You know, we talked back in September about an issue in Danvers that was resolved, I think, quite amicably, which was more or less a political discussion about flags and pennants and things like that. But it seemed to be resolved very well. And I know that, again, without going into detail, I'm a former educator, and I don't want to get into detail with high school kids and stuff. But there was some stuff going on with relation to the Danvers High School culture. I'm reading that in Salem and in other communities there have been hate symbols throughout the community, and the police and so on, and community members are trying to tamp down the crazy social media hate stuff. What's been the general reaction in Danvers? Because the high school culture, from what I've read in the Salem News, it was investigated. There were some disturbing incidents, I guess, but they did not rise to the level of criminal activity. And it seems as though, and I'm guessing now, that this stuff has sort of been resolved, and there's a new outlook in terms of education as to how to avoid this kind of stuff.
The culture in the school system is supposed to be all-encompassing. There were some individuals, especially on social media, where people feel empowered to vent and say things they shouldn't or wouldn't say to somebody's face. I think that got a little out of control. They did, because of some incident last year in a parade, decide to go forward and investigate just what is going on. And that's the best, that's the good thing. They recognize there's an issue, there's a problem. They investigated it. They had a private investigator. It took a while to get the response. And out of it, the school administration is going to move forwards with equity-seeking, to become an equity-seeking district.
Mm-hmm.
And more education to the kids to curb any youthful exuberance, if you will, to become more accepting in the community and in the schools.
Well, I know when the phones became digital cell phones became ubiquitous, when everybody started having them several years ago, there was an incident with some high school athletes, and you know, there was a move in that school to have some kind of education. But I would like personally to see I think it's called digital citizenship. Rockport Elementary School has a course or a class on digital citizenship, and it seems to me that the whole country could maybe use a little lesson in that.
Yeah, that's interesting. The last, I don't know how many years, because when I went to high school, we didn't even have phones. Well, there's no cell phones. The technology, the internet, cell phones, social media, it's just exploded in the last
mm-hmm.
10 years, would you say? And
yeah.
Adapting to these new, different venues of expressing yourself takes a while to get used to.
Well,